Gary, let me go to you right now on this article that was just written today, Rachel Alexander, and her title, The Genius of the Trump Tweets. I want to get your response on. Let me read just the very first paragraph. She says, quote, President Donald Trump frequently comes under criticism for tweeting, even from his own advisors. But tweeting is probably the smartest thing that he's done as president. He's able to speak directly to the American people without going through the biased mainstream media filter. The media doesn't get to ask him slanted questions or pick and choose parts of his press releases to publish. Instead, Trump gets immense control over every single sentence he issues, which are then read by millions of Americans, end quote. Gary, let me go to you. We've talked about it before a little bit, but personally, as a citizen, as a pastor, whatever, what have you thought about the president's tweets? Have they bothered you? Have they helped you personally? I'm just curious what your personal response is.
Well, Sam, they certainly haven't bothered me. It reminds me of the days of Ronald Reagan. If you recall, when Reagan went into the White House, he went right to the people. He found out that trying to get things done through the Congress was many times difficult, often delayed, and he got frustrated. So he would go right to the American people. Now, he did it a lot with press conferences and so forth and so on, or speaking directly to them from the Oval Office. Back in his day, there was no such thing as tweeting. That's
You're right.
What birds did. But today, it is a very valid way of communication. You know, I might say things differently than what Donald Trump says, or, I mean, you know, he's right to the point when he tweets or when he talks, for that matter. But I do think it's good for him, because when he tweets, at least we, the American people, know exactly what he's thinking, and it does motivate people to act one way or the other. And I think in many occasions it has pushed Congress into action, which is a good thing from my perspective.
Well, I think it's interesting, Gary, and you bring up that fact. It's a communication methodology straight from the president's office to the American people. You cited Ronald Reagan. He did differently, different way, but here again, a similar thing. That's what I think the author here of the article is saying.